Okay, ready, Jim? We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.
And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy.
Okay, let's turn to number 19. Glorify thy name. And it goes into number 20. So you sing number 19, and then I'll just go right into 20. So have your finger on both of them. 19 and 20, glorify thy name. And I know you know all these because these are just old songs we already know, okay?
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Jesus, we and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Spirit, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name.
Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Go to number 20.
Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your temple, give you reverence. Come and rise to your rest and be blessed.
And he is here. Is it broken? Did it break? It's gone. Yeah. Okay, could you turn to number 27? I sing praises. Number 27. This is all in your silvery gray book. silvery gray. We only have 5 books, right? But this is a silver gray one. Okay. You're over here. Oh. Let me find the introduction. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name. Turn to number 65. Number 65 in the same book. We bow down. You are Lord of creation and Lord of my life, Lord of the land and the sea. Lord of all, Lord, you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all, Lord, you will be. You are King of creation and King of my life. King of the land and the sea, you are King of the heavens before there was time, the King of all kings you will be. We bow down and we crown you the King. We bow down and we crown you the King. We bow down and we crown you the King. King of all kings you will be. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. We bow down and we worship you, Lord. Lord of all lords, you will be. Okay, one of my favorites. Let's sing number 200, As the Deer. Number 200, As the Deer Panteth the Water.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth Thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To You desire and I long to worship.
joy giver and the prepare our hearts for worship with one more song. Come, let us worship and bow down. Number 246. Number 246. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God.
Worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Just the sheep.
Let's sing it one more time. Come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He
good morning.
Morning.
And I hope that, like me, you can feel the Holy Spirit is in this place today. Today is our first Sunday in Lent. I hope you don't feel bombarded by all that I have planned for this season of Lent. This will be our last Lent together. And as I told you, when I asked God what was I supposed to do between January and June, He told me, give them more Jesus, and that's what I'm intending to do. That is what I heard in my spirit, and that is my marching orders. And I know and I hope and I pray that you would follow that in your hearts also. I believe the Lord is calling us to do more. I believe He's calling us individually and collectively to use this time to turn around and turn solely into Him. So in Jesus' name, I pray. Heavenly Father, truly dust we are, and to dust we shall return. And truly yours we are, and to you we shall return. Help this to be a time of turning around and new beginnings. Through the 40 days of Lent, help us to follow you and to find you in the discipline of prayer and in your word, and in whatever we set ourselves to learn or to do. Help us to discover you in our loneliness and in our community, in our emptiness and in our fulfillment, in our time of need and in our time of fullness, in our sadness and in our gladness. Help us to find you when we ourselves are lost. Help us to follow you on the journey to Jerusalem, to the waving palms of the people's hope, to their rejection, to the cross, and to the empty tomb. Help us to perceive new growth amid the ashes of the old. Help us, carrying your cross, to be a sign of your kingdom to come. Amen. And now, as the light of Christ is brought in, please prepare your hearts for worship.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There are some changes in the bulletin. We want to make sure you all understand them. Karen is trying to put everything in red that needs to be standing. So if it's in red, stand. If it isn't, you can sit down. fill out the registration book and pass it across. If we have any visitors, we ask you particularly to fill out the registration book so that we can get back with you as to your visit here. The praise and concern slips, the yellow slips that we normally have been trying to pick up, we just have not gotten much response. So we're going to try something different. You have a praise, you have a concern, fill out the yellow slip, and when the collection plate is passed, put it in the collection plate. Then we'll pick that up in the office and put it on the prayer list. On the 14th, a Saturday, there's going to be a special meal held at the cafeteria in the school to benefit the senior center and other community projects. The Methodist men are going to pay for the food for that meal. We have books to sell, $10 per ticket, 10 tickets per book. We want you to get those and sell them to friends and anybody else you can, because all the money that's raised from those tickets goes to the benefit of the community. The men are going to pay for the food.
There's a drawing.
Yeah, there will be some drawing. There'll be some benefit from it. And Hans will be at the desk after the service to sell you those books. One difference on the communion we're going to do this Lenten season, every Sunday will be a communion service. And we're going to have the stewards stand behind the railing. So when you come up for communion, if you're able, you may kneel. If you're not, you can still stand. But we'll do that a little bit different than what we've done. Children's time, of course, we don't have that on the first Sunday because of communion normally. But we're going to have that forever Lenten services. So children's time will be in the fellowship hall. And then after they have their service, they'll come in here and join us for the rest of the service. Any other announcements that need to be made? Okay.
To the weary.
Join me with the call to worship, and we're supposed to stand for this. You'll find it in your bulletin. Ashes have been smeared and sins have been confessed.
We follow our faithful Lord.
These times, they are troubling. This journey, it is hard.
We follow our faithful Lord.
It is God who sustains, not the temptations of the world.
We follow our faithful Lord.
In the Lord is our trust, our protection from harm.
We follow our faithful Lord.
Come, let us worship the one whom we serve.
We follow our faithful Lord.
Amen. Amen. Now, your Apostles' Creed, found number 881 in the hymnal. I believe in the God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Remain standing for the Old Testament reading, which is found in 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 2. The king went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing books to page 2264. Come to the table. Come to the table of mercy, prepared with the wine and the bread. All who are hungry and thirsty, come and your souls will be fed. Come and the Lord's invitation.
The prayer of confession in your bulletin will do this in unison. God, we come with hesitant steps and uncertain motives to sweep out of the corners where sin has accumulated and uncover the ways we have strayed from your truth. Expose the empty and barren places where we don't allow you to enter. Reveal our half-hearted struggles where we have been indifferent to the suffering of others. Let your healing light transform us into the image of your Son. For you alone can bring new life and make us whole. Now we'll have a moment of silent prayer. Okay, the Declaration of Forgiveness in your bulletin. Hear the good news. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Ushers, come forward for the offer.
My gracious Heavenly Father, as we go into this Lenten season, Lent is a time for us to release some of our earthly possessions, release some of our modern idols, whom we must release so that we receive your blessing, receive your blessings both for us individually and for the church, so that we'll be better Christians in the year ahead. All this we ask in your name. Amen.
Praise
The Lord be with you.
Also
with you. We lift up to the Lord. We lift them up. I'm sorry. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, in remembrance of this, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father God, now and forever.
Amen.
As we get our hearts together and have a moment of reflective prayer, let us start this solemn and very special moment in the service with our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Ushers, communion stewards, will you please come forward? Like everything we do, we learn as we go. So this is our first time using the rail, using the cup, and trying to keep things as sanitized as possible. So bear with us until we actually find the best way and the fastest way so that we can all come to the table of God. In Jesus' name.
Please stand for the reading of God's word. Second Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, and it penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips, meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Lord, I pray that you make me a conduit of your word. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. Today is our first Sunday of Lent. It signifies the long, painful walk to the cross made in our behalf by Jesus. You have often heard me say that at our age, good is not good enough. I am the first one to confess that I bring nothing to the table except what God gives me. And I believe this Lenten season, he's giving not only me but us several opportunities to be significant in our faith walk. I'd like to start by picking up our Bibles for Lent. In the back, in the tables, you're going to find this sheet. And this has a guide on how to read the New Testament during the next 40 days. It takes you a little bit at the time. You can do it. I've gone through it just to make sure that there were no mistakes here and I wasn't leading you wrong. I believe that it would be a blessing to you. So if you're so inclined, they are at the two doors on the side, the two tables on the side, and the one here in the middle. I want to let you know, we don't study the Bible to be smarter. We study the Word of God to be better. So even though that I know that some of you have read it, you know, unmentionable amount of times, there's always something new when you apply yourself and when you ask the Lord to reveal something new. It is in the reading of the Word that we find the courage and the knowledge to change. The 40 days of reading the New Testament tells us all about Jesus. Everything that happened, it walks us through his sacrifice, but it also walks us through his character, his miracles, the way he approached things, and most of all, how he forgave those that actually destroyed him and killed him. So it is with hope and just a lot of prayer that I hope that you do take up the Bible for this 40 days of Lent. It will start this Sunday and it will end Saturday, April the 11th, which is the day Saturday before Easter. My prayer for all of us is that we find this time as sweet as honey, and go after it as if it was a diamond, because that's exactly what it is. It is a precious stone that is being given to us for this moment of our lives and for the reflection of these days. We all know that time spent in God's Word heightens peace, yields direction, and gives us wisdom. And it also nourishes and refreshes the soul. But still we have difficulty in getting to it. If that's you, listen to what I'm about to tell you. It's difficult for everybody. If we start at one time, then we get distracted and then we go. And so it's not the time of the day. It's not where you're sitting. It's not where you're doing it. It's the fact that you're doing it. That's the discipline. That's what it's called, the discipline. The fact that it doesn't matter where you are, what time it is, how busy you are gonna get to the Word. Satan is a thief, and he loves to steal and disrupt. John 10:10 clearly warns us, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. He is actively trying to prevent you from being in the Word of God. He knows what power it has. He knows what it can do, and he knows where it would lead you. Expect distractions. They're going to come. You're going to say, well, this never happened before. How come it's happening now? Well, what are you doing now that is different? This is why it's important for you to understand that it is the discipline of doing it whenever, but you do it on a daily basis. Today, I'd like to help empower you by sharing some of the things that I have learned that have borne fruit in my life as I read the Bible. I pray that it produces amazing blessings and a lot of fruit in your life and in your walk through this Lent season. Remember, you guys, before GPS, if we were lost and needed directions, you would likely stop and ask someone familiar with that area to orient you as to where you were going, to give you directions. Well, maybe not all of you, but you girls know what I'm talking about. In this case, let's face it, nobody knows the Word better than the author himself. So before you open your Bible, begin with a simple prayer. Just simple. Use your own words. God is not judging you. He doesn't care how eloquent you're going to be. The one thing that I feel is that at that moment, He doesn't want me to go to my prayer book and recite a prayer from there. Now, I do that very often. But when I'm reading the Bible, I don't go to the prayer book to ask the Lord and the Holy Spirit to show me what it is that I'm going to learn. So this is a one, I want to give this to you. Whatever words you use, those are the right words. In your own words, ask God to take the wheel and direct your time in His word. As you pray, simply quiet your mind as much as you can and begin to notice the whispers and small voices you start to sense. I'd like to give you six things that I have learned in my discipline for reading the Bible. One, I pray. Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, I thank you for this time, for bringing us, for bringing me to spend this time together with you. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. You can say anything you want, as long as you're telling the Lord, Father, speak. I am listening. The second thing is read out loud, and I'll tell you why. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. And unbeknownst to some people, Satan does not read minds. So cover yourself with the word of God, because he is actively at that moment trying to distract you, trying to take you away from those precious minutes that you're dedicating to the Lord, where you have prayed and you have asked the Lord to speak to you and you want to listen. So you speak, you read the words out loud because it will cover you. It will serve as a protection. I read the words out loud because I firmly believe that Satan, it's after me at this time, just like any other time, but especially at this time because I'm writing and sometimes I'm getting parts of a sermon at that time. So I do it. That's what I do. You don't have to do it. I just wanted to share with you why I do it. The third thing is I have a notebook. You can have a notebook or a highlighter. Highlight in your Bible if you're so inclined. I know that some people don't like to do that. I do. I highlight the Bible. I have a journal. And the thing, as I start reading the verse of the day, there's always something that kind of jumps up. At the moment that I'm reading it, it doesn't make really a lot of sense, but because I read the same little verse two or three times, that word continues to come up and continues to try to get my attention. The other day, after a very difficult time, I opened my Bible for prayer, and my devotion took me to 2 Corinthians 9:8 and 15. The whole verse spoke to me. It encouraged me. It fed my soul. But what overflowed my spirit were three simple words at the beginning of verse 9:8. And it read, "And God is able." Everything else that had happened the night before was put into perspective. It quieted my soul. It did not allow my mind to go into judging myself as I didn't explain it enough. I was too hard, I was too soft. It quieted all of that because it was telling me, "And God is able." And that was exactly what I needed to hear from God. And God spoke. Four, read expectantly. The word in Isaiah 65:24 tells us, "Before they call, I will answer. While they're still speaking, I will hear." In Psalms 91:15, "He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him." Isaiah 30 and 30:19 repeats, "People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you." Isaiah 58 and 9, my favorite. "Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. And you will cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" I read expecting that he's waiting for me to tell him what's going on, even though he already has. But he's expecting me to tell him. Kind of like us with our children. They run to us, and we already know what happened. The neighbors told us, the school advised, you know how it is. But we still let them talk. We still let them tell us their story. Why? Because we love them, because it's important, because we want to validate them. And then we go on and we tell them what needs to be done, whether it's we reprimand them or help them find the answer that they're looking for. Yes, God speaks, and he is waiting to speak with you. 5, and don't try to solve all the secrets of the Bible. A lot of people get caught up on, well, I didn't understand that. Well, that doesn't make sense. Well, why did he have to kill everybody? Well, you know, what about this? What about that? In reality, there are no secrets in the Bible. There really isn't. There are things that at this time in our lives, we're not ready to understand. We're not ready to learn. And we'll only be learned by revelation and at the appointed time. I can tell you of verses that I have read over and over and over, and yes, you know, they go with what I'm reading, and they do contribute to my devotion for the day. And then just out of the blue, I go in and I read that verse again, and it's as if somebody had just given me the most amazing glasses that I could read with. All of the sudden, I see something that was not there. I think that you all remember when we did the Last Supper, and there was a revelation for me during the Last Supper, and believe me, I have read the Last Supper. It was when Judas had to get up, and the Lord tells him, go and do what you need to do. The way that Judas was portrayed, the pain that came across at that moment, I had never thought about that. To me, that was a mystery that I, even though that I had known about it and I had read the scripture, there was something that was revealed to me that day in just in that simple way. This is why I believe that sometimes we don't get the full picture of something because we're not ready. I can tell you that on that day, I was ready. And for some reason, the Lord chose to show me something in a sinner's heart. God's word will never return to him void, and it will always accomplish his purpose. So even if you don't understand the reason of what you read at the moment, many times you will experience what I call the aha moment in your spiritual life later on. We will crawl before we walk. We're not just going to open the Bible and everything is just going to make perfect sense, and especially we're not going to remember it all. But there's a word for you there. And the word is for that day. It's for where you what you're going through. It's the conversation that you have with your spouse, with your daughter, with your sister, with your friend. It's that intimacy that magnifies time 100 when you have it with God. And then be prepared. Out of the blue, the Lord will bring to you Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I say that because it does to me all the time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding, Francis, but listen to what he tells us next. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. So how do I read that? So I see me stumbling into the presence of God with my own understanding. I'm coming in to tell him, well, you don't know. You know, I have so much to tell you because things are so different now than when you were here, you know. And he's telling me, stop. You're relying on your own understanding. You are not really listening to my message. You have missed the whole thing. That happens when the circumstances are happy or when the circumstances are heartbreaking. We tend to rely on our own understanding. And he is telling us, don't do that. I know he told me the other day, even though when you're right, you were wrong. Because I relied on my own understanding. Because in my life, I have what I call my life experience, and it's very difficult to separate what I have learned from what the Spirit is showing me. So he tells me, don't rely on your own understanding. So when he comes in the same verse and he tells me, seek my will in all that you do. Doesn't matter what is going around you. Doesn't matter what is falling around you. Doesn't matter if you're on the floor, you feel that you cannot get up. Doesn't matter if you feel that you're being kicked. It doesn't matter. Don't rely on your own understanding because you're not interpreting what happened the right way. And turn to me. Don't turn to your friends. Don't turn to your boss. You know, return to me. And I will tell you how to get up. And I will tell you what to say. And I will help you to repent because I gotta tell you that in everything in life, in all circumstances, we own part of it. It's called responsibility. He will tell us how to get out of it, how to fix it if it's possible. But most of all, and for me, I want healing. And healing is what I want for you also. Do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. In the realm of the flesh, you can see this as a yield or as a stop sign. Either one, if you take it into your heart, it will be for your own good, and it will be for his glory. I am a simple servant of God. I did not grow up in the Protestant church. I accepted Christ in 1998. In a way, the most difficult part of my faith walk was to trust God. That was the most difficult thing. Since 11, and maybe even before, I had learned not to trust anyone. Anyone. Doesn't matter what they look like, doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter how they act. Doesn't matter how they came bearing gifts or not. But once I did, I realized that he and I not only understand the same language, we communicate. There's something special in our communication. But to my surprise, he speaks with an accent. I tell you this not to trivialize his glory, majesty, or power in any way. But I tell you this so that you have a firsthand testimony that Jesus is willing, able, and waiting to spend time with you. You. Just as you are. Just as you are. Six. And final suggestion. If you pray in the morning, you don't even have to comb your hair. Jesus loves you so much. Don't take him for granted this Lenten season. Consider reading the New Testament for Lent. There's a message for you. There's a message for me. There's a different message. I'm not going to be reading words that I have never read before. So there's no that revelation of the story. Oh my God, what happened? Well, he was received on Sunday and now they're crucifying him. What do you mean these people turn against him? None of that's going to happen. But I know that I am going to have a new message. I'm going to have a new revelation. And that is going to be what is going to carry me forward into my next assignment in ministry. And that is going to be what is going to encapsulate my time here, all for the glory of God. And because he loved you so much, and because he loves me so much, he's always willing to meet us wherever we are and talk to us in ways that we individually can only understand. Let us pray. Seeking one, you're the beginning and the end of our search. You are the finding one. You are the Alpha and the Omega of all that is there to discover. You are the asking one. You are the voice and the silence of all our exploration. You are the giving one. You are the fullness and the emptiness of all journeys. You are the persistent one. You never abandon your search for us. Search us, O God, and find within us the secrets we hide. Keep knocking at the door of our lives until we open our wills to your purpose, our lives to your life, and our journeys to your hope. And Lord of all, when we forget to seek you and discover that we have lost our way, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on us all. Amen.
Please turn in your green praise book to page 3112. This is the air I breathe. My daily bread. desperate for you. None. I'm lost without you. And now receive this blessing from the Lord. May the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ be your only guide as we start our Lenten walk. God bless you all.
At least nobody's going to take it.
No.